AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Once again today, the government is reporting an increase in coronavirus cases and deaths.
We're not out of the woods here yet.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky is telling people not to let up on protecting themselves from the virus. With another vaccine available, the Biden administration says more Americans will be able to get vaccinated. The AP's Sagar Magani reports it creates another challenge.
Virus response coordinator Jeff Zion says the increased supply is good news, but says too many Americans are frustrated.
I think scheduling an appointment is too difficult, remains too difficult in too many places.
Zion says the White House has solved some issues by boosting vaccination sites.
Now we really need to make sure the systems can handle not only the current demand, but the projected demand for people being vaccinated.
He says the White House is working with states to improve scheduling systems and looking into federal backing for call centers. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The World Health Organization's Dr. Michael Ryan was asked when this will all end.
It will be very premature and I think unrealistic to think that we're going to finish with this virus by the end of the year. But I think what we can, if we're smart, finish with is the hospitalizations and the deaths and the tragedy associated with this pandemic.
Authorities in Arkansas say one student was injured. The Pine Bluff School District was placed on lockdown following a reported shooting at a junior high school. The school district says the situation was contained. Police say a man wanted in at least two homicides in Ohio was critically wounded during a shootout with police outside a motel this morning near downtown Detroit. United Airlines is expanding its order for Boeing 737 MAX airplanes and taking some deliveries sooner as it ramps up for an anticipated increase in travel demand. This is AP News. Britain's Prince Harry says the split from the royal family has been rough.
Prince Harry says the process of separating from royal life has been very difficult for him and his wife Meghan. In an interview with Oprah Winfrey, Harry invoked the memory of his late mother, Princess Diana, who he says had to find her own way after she and Prince Charles divorced. Harry told Winfrey that he can't imagine what it was like her going through it by herself, adding it's been tough for him and Meghan, but at least they have each other. Harry's comments aired Sunday in a clip from the interview special, which is scheduled to air March 7 on CBS. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Norwegian Nobel Committee says there are 329 candidates, 234 individuals and 95 organizations that were nominated for the 2021 Nobel Peace Prize, the third highest number of candidates ever. The announcement will be made in October. Ed Donahue, AP News.